Hell, it's Johnny Valenzuela for a fleeting glimpse again. Okay, John Caron on the hot seat now. John, once again in the keyboard seat here, driving the Roger Waters show. Apart from the wall material that you knew that you guys played on the Dark Side tour, how familiar were you with the album?
Very familiar, yeah. And a lot of the songs that we never played before, I'd been wanting to play for years. So, like, Don't Leave Me Now and, One of My Turns, a lot of those songs I'd been trying to get us to play in different forms through the years. So it's great to be doing it. Goodbye Blue Sky is a real treat to do. So it's all good, yeah.
Excellent. You, of course, were on David Gilmour's solo tour. You were at the Gdansk show. Were you on stage at Live 8?
I was definitely on stage at Live 8. Yeah, absolutely. I played keyboards and guitar and lap steel and all kinds of things. Singing, lots of singing.
Is there anything from Rick Wright's playing that you feel that maybe you have absorbed or taken?
Totally, yeah. I mean, Rick's touch was so... It was just his particular feel. It was all his own. It was very light, delicate thing. Nobody could play Hammond like him. You know, he wasn't a virtuoso by any means, but he had impeccable taste. If you're a musician and you've ever played a Hammond organ, the moments that he speeds up a Leslie and slows it down, and as he sends one chord into the next, it's so unique. So watching him do it was, you know, I did absorb a lot of that stuff completely. Yeah.
It seemed like just watching the DVD of the whole tour that he was really enjoying himself on that tour.
Yeah, well, he was back. He was definitely back. When I first met him, he was a shell, quite frankly. And he, by the time of that tour, 20 years later, he was, I mean, he was amazing. He couldn't remember something that he would have played on an album 10 years before, but get him on something that was 1967 or 71, and he remembered every little nuance, and he went right back to it. Every little Fafisa setting and, you know, where the Binson Echo Rec was set, and it was extraordinary.
And now, you know, obviously he's passed away. You're playing on this tour. Do you... I don't want to get too ethereal or whatever about it, but do you ever feel like maybe, you know, having that presence moment, like Rick's presence is in this room while we're playing tonight, or do you ever get that?
No, I don't get that. No, but there are inflections and attitudes that the musicians on the original record have. You know, the touch that Dave Gilmour plays with, or Rick Wright plays with, or Nick Mason plays with. I try to sort of inhabit that, the spirit in which they perform, which is it's a very unique feel that no one else has. So, you know, there's a million ways to play three different notes. You can shift those little beats around in microseconds. But it's more an attitude and a feel. It's a very laid-back feeling. And so you just try to inhabit that, you know, more than anything else.
This show, obviously, very tightly choreographed. Is there much room for improv this time around?
No, not for me. There's no room for improv at all. It's a matter of placing a note a millisecond before or after where you might have placed it, and that's it. For me, I'm more of a bedrock position in this. There are a few moments, like Snowy's got a solo on Brick that doesn't have to be scripted. He's not playing the first solo, so he can play a blues solo or, you know, and so that's a little moment that I look forward to. There's not many of them, though. You know, everything's pretty choreographed. I mean, honestly, can you guys think of any other moments besides Snowy's Brick solo that you can improvise in the show?
No.
That's kind of the one. It's kind of the one bit. Yeah. But so it's great. You know, it's like, all right. Well, if that's the one spot, I'll just enjoy that one spot. You know, you can find your pleasures where you can. Otherwise, just, you know, do what you're doing and try not to make it fast mistake.
Obviously, I don't want to cut into your, you know, the sacred time here. But last time I talked to you, you were, in addition to working with Roger, you were producing other records. Is there anybody else you want to talk about right now, real quick?
No, not now, because I've been too busy to do anything like that. But come the break, I'm going to be working with a guy that I was working with and continuing a project. There's no point in plugging it because it's not done yet. But I will also be doing my own record eventually before the year 3010. So we've got a good maybe 1,000 years to look forward to that. No, I mean, I want some downtime. Like Harry, I've got a family, you know, my daughter is 8, so I want to just be with her, you know. Anyway.
Okay, another great show. Lay just 15 minutes ahead. Looking forward to seeing it.
Oh, my God, I'm terrified. Okay.
Better get the wardrobe. Thanks, John.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You bet.